Incredible humans, welcome back. Today's episode sounds like bliss because we're chatting about curiosity and attunement. Oh yeah. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. Hi guys, welcome back. I'm so thrilled to have you here again. Welcome to episode 3. Last time we spoke about my 3 guiding C's, which bring everything home for me. And today we're going to expand upon that journey by exploring 2 more words and worlds, and they are curiosity and attunement. So remember, last time I shared that you can take a word and you can wrap meaning around it, of course, but what you can also do is really form a relationship with that word so that it informs you what it is about as well. We're going beyond dictionary definitions here, and we're cultivating relationships with words that can inform our desires, that can act as signposts home to ourselves, particularly in times we need them most. I think this is really important when it comes to living a life that's anchored into our values. Before I started living this way, I often felt a little bit lost. I was more prone to being impressionable or overwhelmed. And that's not to say I never feel that way anymore, but because I'm really clear on what the values are that really kind of behave as DNA in my life, then it's easy for me to know when I'm out of whack with that, you know, when I'm out of alignment with that. And then I can really swiftly come on back home into my heart. So this is going to be a nice short episode. Let's dive in. Let's dive into curiosity and attunement. What do you think of when you think of curiosity? When you sense it and when you feel it? I feel an open awareness. There is childlike wonder in that word. There's a sense of receptivity. I imagine the mind that is not partitioned, but one that is certainly open and receptive to the world. It's a mind that embraces expansion rather than seeking out contraction. It's a mind that does a lot of questioning, that doesn't take things at face value. Curiosity brings an innocent sense of questioning, a healthy regard for skepticism. You know what I mean? It's like, let me question that. Let me question that. Or it could also be a healthy dose of complete ignorance. You know, like, nah, whatever it is for you, that really what curiosity does for me is it gives way for discernment. It inhibits unconscious merging, right? When we embrace curiosity, we embrace discernment. I feel like curiosity is inextricably linked with courage, which of course was our first C that we explored in this series. Curiosity will change something that's just a no for you in your life, and you'll explore why it's a no. you know, it will require you, like it will require objectivity, curiosity, a desire for something different. So when you arrive at a no in your life, your curiosity will be like, well, what is a yes? What is a yes for me? Or what needs to be a no to me? Curiosity is ineffective if you are not paying attention to your desires. Desires and curiosity, they're so linked. They're like planets that dance with each other. Curiosity, it's like a peering into the windows of our lives that are calling for change. Curiosity will naturally allow you to offer compassion to others because, as I mentioned, you are not partitioning your mind. You are not set. You are not concrete. You are fluid. And when you are fluid, and when your mind is receptive, your mind is able, you are able to recognize yourself in others. And when you recognize yourself in others, my gosh, your compassionometer for yourself and everyone in your world would just be through the roof. I'm thinking about some words from Brené Brown: strong back, soft front, wild heart. That wraps up curiosity for me. I'm thinking about something that Albert Einstein once said, and that's, I have no special talent. I am only passionately curious. So my question for you today, for you to think on, is what could be possible for me if I turned up the light of curiosity within me? What am I currently closed off to? Well, what do I currently have very strong opinions about? And how may I or the world around me be transformed if I can bring more curiosity to this aspect of my life or myself? So next, attunement. Attunement. My mentor, Hiro Boga, introduced me to the power of attuning, and really what we've already been doing in this series, first with courage, consciousness, and collaborative leadership, and even just then with curiosity. What we're actually doing here is we're attuning to these words. We're attuning to the essences of these words as if they are beings, because they are. We're attuning to the planets of these words. And to me, attunement is a process by which we can glean our own answers, because we are, just like I mentioned before, you are tuning into something. You are tuning into what's in front of you. You are sensitively connecting to the essence of life. Attunement, if we look it up in the dictionary, it might say something like to be made receptive or aware. So it's really nice. Curiosity and attunement, they're opposite sides of the same coin. You can be curious about something and then attune to it to discover more about it. It's about cultivating delicate and intimate connection with that which we're attuning to. So here are some examples. I mean, you can attune to your soul. And the way that I like to do this is simply to imagine that I'm sitting next to it, right? You can attune to your business, to the earth, to your community, to your beloved, to the political landscape, to your culture, to your home, to your favorite tree in your backyard, right? You can attune to 2019 and what it holds for you. And so let's cue this up now. If you can close your eyes, go ahead and do that. If not, allow this to be a walking contemplation, but simply attune to the essence of your heart. the essence of your heart, not just your heartbeat, not just the ventricles and the blood and the muscles, the essence of your heart center. Attune, which is to say become sensitive to. Come into relationship with. And then once you have formulated that connection, you can ask your heart a question. You can seek guidance. You can offer gratitude. And then you can sit in receivership of that. Or whatever comes through. Attunement to me is about coming back into the respect and the remembrance that absolutely everything is alive. And that we can be in relationship with everything. And that sounds like bliss to me. The 2019 experience of Rebels of Light is finally here, and she is so much more than a mentoring program. She is a way of being, a full-bodied, fully breathing code for living a truly powerful life, which has room for deep feeling, healing, and freedom. Through a combination of subtle and sensational stillness practices, monthly mentoring, group discussions, guest teachers, and weekly dares, a container will be created for you to alchemize your life like never before. She awaits your participation with anticipation, as I do. So head on over to tarabliss.com.au to reignite that rebellion within you. Friends, thank you for being here and tuning in today. You know that I love having you here. You know that I love having this conversation with you. If you found value in today's podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and share this episode with your mates. I love Instagram. It's my digital playground of choice. You can tag me there at @Tara_bliss. I would love to hear what really struck you today. So make sure you let me know what one of your key takeaways was. I would just love that. I'd froth on reading that. And if you're feeling particularly generous, leaving a review on iTunes will help get these sounds into even more eardrums. For episode show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you right now, jump on over to tarabliss.com.au/episode 3, that's episode 3, and subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment right here, right now. Bye-bye now.